Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart. The Lord loves us all enough to speak to us in our heart. When the Lord speaks His wonderful words of spirit, they are spirit, they are life. When He speaks to our heart, it's detectable to us, and we can receive what He's saying and be blessed in every way of life. Now, the Lord looks, He thinks of everything. And something you're going to experience if you hear from Him from time to time, that when He speaks to your heart, you understand more than the English or the language you understand. He can say a few words and cause you to understand volumes of information. So when he gives you His thoughts, they are light. Words you can put trust in. And remember, they're holy, so it's not good to forget them. God gave you something useful. It should be used in our lives. It's so detectable that whoever overhear it should call it a privilege just to hear what He said and apply it to their lives as well. In fact, the Lord taught me how to appreciate His words. He told me something I really needed to know in business. And I said, Lord, I knew it would work. And I thought about so. I said, Lord, You knew that I needed to know this a long time ago. And You didn't tell me. Why didn't You tell me a long time ago? He said, when a man leans to his own ways, he can't learn the ways of the Father. Now that trumped everything. It changed my whole course. And I made a vow. I said, Lord, I'm going to trust You. Whether I like it, whether I don't, whether I love it or hate it, I'm going to do what You say do. Even if I don't want to. Because I know it's going to work. Just like that wisdom that He gave me. I knew it would work, and it did. Now, I've even forgotten what He told me, my wisdom. But I put it in practice. And I did what He said do. And it worked in my life. But what got me was when He said, when a man leans to his own ways, he can't learn the ways of the Father. And immediately I thought of all the things that I could be doing better. So I started, when I thought I knew what to do, or when I knew what to do, I would ask Him anyway, just to see what He'd say. And sometimes He'd give me much more information and a better way to do what I'm already doing. This is the way we harness time. See, time can be a blessing and not a curse. If you're always doing the wisdom of God, you're taking advantage of time, and you're also benefiting greatly from sowing and reaping. The law of sowing and reaping can bless your life over time if you're doing the right thing. A loving husband, he's always loving and kind. He's building rapport with his family. He's giving them example of how to live. And his children will see the benefit and strength of a blessed home. And anybody that knows him will see the same thing over time. And their children will have vision for their lives and not false expectations like children do who grew up in a broken home or a divided home or an abusive home. When people grow up in abusive and broken homes and divided homes, they carry it right on into their marriages and into their friendships and everything that pertains to them, because that's the blueprint of their primary thoughts. But I thank God that He cares about us in every way, and He loves us. And He will help us overcome unnecessary problems. And we can live a much greater life in Him. And when you're doing things the way of God, it works. It works better than all expectation. And it benefits many people. Because everyday people get to know us. New people who who start a job where we work, they get a chance to see the light that we have. And the Lord can cause your life to heal in the sight of everybody you know, your audience. Your audience is the everyday people you encounter, even those that are passing through. People see things, and they know light when they see it, because we're made in God's image. We can detect light just like we can detect darkness. So when we go forward doing His will, we take advantage of time. We sow great. We're always sowing good seeds. That's why Jesus wants us to live a life without spot or wrinkle. And I desire to get rid of every wrinkle I can. And it takes wisdom. It takes knowledge to do that. Even simple things. It takes the wisdom of God to live in a better pattern. Sometimes I say, Lord, how can I do better? He knows how I think. And I have a problem. I run late a lot because I do so much. I said, Lord, why do I always run late? He said, you don't like to stop what you do. So I knew what to do to work on the problem. He'll help you. And in order to repent, you have to sometimes learn new things and go forward. Or otherwise, a habit is hard to break, even for a man that's filled with the Holy Ghost and loves God. It's easier to outrun to run Satan off than kill some habits. It takes effort to get rid of habits. It takes words of faith to run Satan off. But it's easy to live when you analyze your life by God's word. Now, the words of God that He wants to give us, they're going to take us forward and not backwards. They're going to be a blessing continually, and it always works, and you can always put trust in what He's saying. And the Lord loves us, and He guides us, He cares about us, He'll help us do all that we have to do. And as we go forward in Him, learning His ways of life, we're going to see firsthand the handiwork of God. It's a beautiful thing. And there's nothing we can't do as we go forward in Him. All things, Paul said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Which means I don't have to rely on my own strength and my own wit and my own determination. I can receive life from Him and do what I need to do. And the Lord loves us. He cares about us in every way there is. He wants us to understand what life is. He wants us to understand His motives. Everything He do with purpose. And the easiest way to live is just do what Jesus said. Do what the Word of God said do. Take Jesus at His words, and never take Satan at his words. Reject the darkness and operate only in the light of God's Word, because God cares about us. His love will never do you wrong. His wisdom will never fail you. Never. His wisdom will never, ever fail you. And when He told me what He did, when I was asking about my business, I had a vision. I saw there was three guys, and Brother A, Brother B, and Brother C. Brother A had a word from God for Brother B, and Brother C overheard the word, and the word applied to Brother B. But Brother C overheard the word, and when he realized it was the word of God, he gave it his full attention. And he desired that knowledge more than Brother B. So he received it deeper in his heart, and he measured it greater in his life. Even though it was a word for somebody else, the life of God's word did Brother C more good than it did Brother B. So when you hear God's word, you have to receive it with appreciation and deep in your heart and hold on to it and use it in life. And when that happens, it works. Works good. And you gain more insight. You have more vision, new vision. You can see yourself doing greater things. That's why it's so important to be diligent. When you're people that are diligent, they learn that they can have more. They learn that they see themselves doing greater things. And then greater things. And then greater things. That's how the life of God works. It illuminates you to greater things. And people have to, you have to have faith in the vision that God gives you, the ideas God gives you, the wonders that God can give you, the inventions even. The Lord can give people inventions. And he can cause you to understand something that will really be a blessing. Now, the things that will really take off is what he needs. If God needs something and you yield yourself to invent something and go through the process of completing it, you can become very wealthy and a blessing to society. Never discount what God can do in your life. This is one reason that people need better financial skills. Most people spend all the money they earn, and that's not wisdom. You can't give if you spend all of your money and depend on every dime you get before you get it. Why not ask the Lord how to spend less? If you got to buy a new car every time you get a bonus, every time you get a raise, you go spend it all. That's not good. Now things increase. Utility bills go up. They don't go down. And if you spend too much on a house or too much on a vehicle or too much on things you can really do without, that's not the best way to do. But if you have people who have resources have a greater chance of investing in ideas that they have and business adventures. And you have to have money. You have to have more than a little. You have to have money that won't hurt your budget in order to invest in things. So when you have an idea, you have to believe God for the resources to finish. It's just like going to war. Jesus said, if you're going to go to war, you have to sit down and think about whether you have enough resources to finish and win. And if you don't, you do what you have to do until you can. Anything, if you're going to build something, you got to make sure you have enough resources to complete the project. Because if you don't complete it, it won't yield an increase to you. It could be a wasted endeavor. Now, I've done that. I've wasted. I've tried to do things and didn't have enough resources and couldn't and didn't finish. Some projects I did finish. Some projects I didn't finish. But you have to have the resources first. And in order to do that, live on less. Remember, you don't need props and crutches in life. you have the Holy Spirit within. And he gave us, he said, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. So that's where you're going to get your greatest ideas from. They'll be multiplied to you. But the things that will be added, and the word of God is written, it's not written like he's going to give you lump sums. It's written like it'll be added, your everyday work. When you read Ecclesiastes and Proverbs, it's continual effort, and you live off a portion, you enjoy the fruit of your labor, and you save a portion, and you have to give. And when you lend to the when you give to the poor, you lend to the Lord. That's one way to strengthen your own economy. Find people that are poor and help them in the name of Jesus. And the Lord will be involved in your finances. It's important. And you can't keep that process going if you're spending every dime you get on you. When you do things to help others, then the Lord can legally help you. And also, spiritual wealth gets on your life. Now, spiritual wealth can come back many ways. The Lord can cause you, he can bless you greatly all at once from you continually doing his work in his name. And believe God for what you need and what you want. If you've been doing his work, believe him for what you need in your life, whatever it is. Even if it's an extension of more time, if your health is not good, believe him anyway. Whatever you need, whatever you want, God can make, the Lord can make it happen with his great wisdom. Sometimes all we have to do is make the right adjustments in life. Do as we receive what he's saying, we can benefit from his words. And he'll guide you into all truth. That's one of my favorite verses. I talk about that more than anything. But when you do what he said, when you do the things that he give you to do, you're already on the increase. The Lord will help you attain the things you need to complete the assignment that he's given you. And every assignment that he gives you is very important. The Lord loves us. With his wisdom, we can do all things through Christ, who definitely strengthens us. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life and throughout your life in every way. Till next time, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.